Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie Kendall. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You're pleading not guilty by reason of temptation.
He's a master of disguise, that one.
Disguises?
That's the truth. He's reciting scripture.
We are rolling the wrong clip.
What a pig, Joey!
Everybody, and welcome to Kids Radio. Today's topic is the devil. Now, when I say the devil, I'm not talking about some guy in a red suit with a pitchfork. I'm talking about Satan, God's enemy. There are many ways that the devil deceives us, and today we're going to talk about three of them. The first is in a presentation we call Guilt Trip Jeopardy.
This is Guilt Trip Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are our three contestants. First, a longtime demon whose hobbies include mind manipulation and doing bad things, Lewd Grimelord.
Yeah, so's your mom. Yeah.
Next, a full-time demon who lies repeatedly and also enjoys doing bad things, Nasty Wormbucket.
And that's the truth.
And our third contestant is a sixth grader at Roosevelt Middle School. Please welcome Joey Niceworthy. And here's the host of Guilt Trip Jeopardy, Filthy Pete Sludgeman.
Thanks, Stinky, and welcome to Guilt Trip Jeopardy. I'm Filthy Pete, and we've got some fine-looking contestants here in the studio today. Let's look at today's category, shall we? They are Joey's lies, Joey's selfishness, gluttony, and Joey. Bad things Joey did in the fourth grade.
What?
Okay, let's get started.
Wait a minute. Those are the categories?
That's right. Nasty Wormbucket, you've got control of the board.
Okay, Pete. I'll take bad things Joey did in the fourth grade for 100.
Alrighty, and the answer is the only way Joey ever passed a social studies test. Yes, Lude?
What is peeking at Martha Motley's paper during a test?
That's correct!
How did you know about that?
Okay, I'll take Joey's selfishness for 100!
Alrighty, the answer is Christmas Eve 1995, instead of giving money to the Salvation Army, Joey bought this.
Oh, where's that buzzer?
Yes, Nasty.
What is a package of gummy frogs?
Wait a minute.
Correct.
I gave him money later on.
Okay, I'll take Joey's lies for 100.
What kind of game show is this?
Okie dokie, here's the answer. The Whopper she told her mother about being late for dinner last week.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Lewd?
What is, I stopped to save a puppy that was trapped in a burning building.
That's correct.
Oh, that was a pretty good one, Joey.
Yes, it was.
Hold it. I told her the truth later and she forgave me.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna go for Gluttony and Joey for 200.
Whoa, this ought to be a good one. All right, here's the answer. The number of donut holes Joey ate at her sister's 8th birthday party.
What is... I'm sorry. What is 47?
Yes, that's correct. What a pig, Joey. Or should I say Sue?
I told her I was sorry. I threw up all night and I got my punishment already.
Lude, you've got control of the board.
Yeah, well, of course. Okay, I'll take Joey and the shed behind Becky Simpson's house for 400.
Oh, and it's the audio daily double.
Oh, I wanted that.
Lude, mood, listen to this audio clue from the shed behind Becky Simpson's house.